Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Daquan Jones is improving. We'll see what this week holds for him. Josh Palmer, same. Matt Milano in the same boat. Terrell Bernard. Those guys are all in the same category. And then Ed Oliver has a torn bicep. He'll get surgery. He'll be out indefinitely. That's what I know on it. So time's yours.
Would you classify those first four guys as day-to-day at this point, Sean?
Yeah, I would think, you know, there's some variation in there a little bit on each guy, understandably so. So right now I'm in a kind of wait-and-see approach.
What's your reaction to the news about Ed and your thoughts on the guys who are going to have to step up with him out?
Yeah, tough loss. You know, Ed's a really good player. You know, he's missed some time this year. That's been unfortunate. And then, you know, just getting him back, I think it was game two or the start of game two. He made it through a quarter and a half. Somewhere thereabouts, and you know, went down. So we'll miss having him, but it's an opportunity for somebody to step up here.
Sean, where is TJ Sanders in terms of his recovery right now?
He's working through it. He will not play this week.
So. He's an IR.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
At that position, do you feel? I mean, you're numbers wise, you're pretty down. Do you have to make a roster move?
We'll see. I mean, when I'm done with. With the media piece, Brandon and I are going to get together here. So,
yesterday I asked you about, you know, the play calling duties and sharing that, and you said that you've been sharing it with Bobby. What went into that decision, and what's that like, the back and forth between you guys during the game?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you know, we do things together, and I think that's the right approach. And sharing information, sharing tendencies, you know, how we see things. And so it was good. I thought good teamwork yesterday.
You said before that you don't necessarily love, like, with Trey and Max yesterday, them coming on and off the field, kind of splitting the reps like that. Did you think that worked? Do you see doing that moving forward? I guess when you watch the film back, how did kind of Trey and Max splitting those reps go?
Yeah, no, I mean, when you're trying to, you know, work with a young player and see how they do, and certainly a player that's missed some time, it's that's the right approach rather than just throw them in full. So we'll see as we, you know, game plan this week, get another medical update on things and go from there.
Overall, though, watching what Max did, you thought like it was a positive?
Yep, positive steps in the right direction. You know, chance for him to learn in some situations as well. Just like last week's practice, you know, some things that he learned from, even in the walkthrough prior to the game, the day before the game there. So he's in a kind of a growth mode right now, and that's healthy, and it's good really for all of us.
This might be a weird question, but were you at all surprised about how much Maxwell was able to play, given that he had only practiced, three times through the week after the injury?
I guess a little bit, but not totally taken back. You know, we had a somewhat of a window of a rep count that we wanted to try and land in, and that's not easy due to drive length and whatnot and then how the game goes. So, I thought the medical staff did a good job, getting him to the point where he was able to kind of go off the or get activated, really, and then practice the way he was and all that type of stuff. So, we just took it one day at a time, as I said before, and we'll have to continue to do that as we move forward here next week.
All the moving parts on the defensive front, guys coming in, guys coming out. What are the challenges you face now knowing that Ed's not going to be in there for a while?
Yeah, there's continuity piece. I would say that's the thing that's, the obvious, the glaring piece of the lack of continuity is you're trying to get into a rhythm and get guys going and guys used to playing next to each other. Like I said, it offers an opportunity for somebody else to step up and show us what they got.
You guys have been in base defense more often this season. The sample sizes are different. It's hard to compare, but you have been more successful. What do you think has allowed you guys to have more success when you do have three linebackers on the field in those situations?
Yeah, I mean, like anything else, there's positives and negatives to both, right? Base versus, the nickel package. So it's really on a game by game situation or health of our team, health of our defense in this case, type of approach week to week.
It feels like you guys see the Chiefs every year. It kind of feels like a division game almost, just because of how often you've played them. But how do you guard against not making too much of it, because it's a marquee opponent and marquee quarterback matchup, all of that?
Oh, we have a ton of respect for them. They've had, like us, a lot of success and been able to sustain it. So they're playing at a high level. They play tonight, obviously, so we'll take a look at that. And more so, we need to focus on how we can grow as a football team and move ourselves forward and take some things from yesterday and try and build on those as well.
To that end, you were asked last night after the game about the downfield passing, particularly in the first half. Now that you've gone back and looked at it, you use the word two-dimensional for what you want your offense to be. Moving forward, I think there's no question it'll have to be that. How do you better attain that throughout the scope of an entire game?
Well, you do. You want to establish the line of scrimmage early, and then with that, you hope you can throw the football off of that. I thought we did a really good job yesterday establishing that line of scrimmage early in the game, and the results in the running game were clear to see for everyone, not so much in the passing game, and it's something that we have to continue to work on as coaches and figure that piece out.
Is there anything that stands out to you about why it's not working right now?
It's game to game, different situations. It's never one player or one situation or one play. It's, again, trying to figure it out as coaches and see what's going on, why we're not connecting the way we need to be a two-dimensional type of threat.
Do you feel that this is different? Last year, Brandon addressed the receiver core by getting the guy from Cleveland, I'm sorry. My mind is
Mari Cooper.
Scattered. Yes. Do you feel that the issues that were affecting the offense to start last season are different than the ones that are affecting the offense in terms of deep, the receiving game this year?
You're going back to the end of last, give me
the
specific.
Start of last season before you got.
The start of last season before we brought in Amari Cooper?
Correct.
Again, Amari was good for us. It's never about one player though. Or one person. We were doing some good things prior to him showing up, and we've done some good things in this season as well. So I'm not really sure where you're going with that exactly. But at the end of the day, we got to be able to throw the football. That's a big belief of mine. And philosophically speaking, the two-dimensional approach is, whether we're throwing to running backs, tight ends, wide receivers, we've got to be able to throw the football, or else you're going to end up, sitting in a one-dimensional style offense. Just like if you throw the ball all the time and you can't run it, that's not healthy either. So you have to be able to, what I'm saying is you got to be able to do both and do both effectively in order to play at a high level like we need to.
Well, I reflect back to the Houston game in particular, where you couldn't get out of that end zone in the late going. And it seems that the similar issues, you couldn't get going against Atlanta when you needed it 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if those are the same issues or not.
Give me more specifics on the Houston game. Tell me what you saw. You're asking me to compare a game at the middle of last year from a game to
You made your own end zone. I recall there being three completions that you had a chance to get out of your end zone in the final minute. Then you had to punt it back. And the inability to get out of your end zone for whatever reason seemed to be a drawback. And this time around, it's you've got Josh Allen with the ball in a 1.1 score game against Atlanta with three possessions, and you couldn't
get it done.
You couldn't get it done.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. And yeah, listen, your frustration is my frustration, is my questions. And again, as a coaching staff, we work hard on, hey, let's go back to the drawing board and figure out, you know, what we can do to figure that piece of it out and make sure we can execute at a higher level.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.